Combined Afghan Army and U.S.-led coalition forces Wednesday say they repelled two separate attacks by Taliban insurgents in the past 2 days. Coalition forces say insurgents fired on combat patrols in southern Afghanistan that were sweeping the area for Taliban fighters. Afghan and coalition forces fought back with the help of artillery and air support, killing at least 65 Taliban in Uruzgan province and at least 104 in Helmand province. Only one coalition soldier was reported killed and four were wounded during the fighting in Helmand. U.S. Army Major Chris Belcher is the spokesman for coalition forces in Afghanistan. He says the success of the Helmand operation is a testament to how far the Afghan National Army has come in the war against extremists.
The Taliban are trying to take a stand. The Afghan National Army is out there going after the Taliban and ensuring that the Taliban have no safe areas in southern Afghanistan.
Violence has increased in Afghanistan over the past 18 months as Taliban insurgents try to retake lost territory from Afghan and coalition forces. Thousands have been killed in the fighting, the bloodiest in the 6 years since the overthrow of the Taliban. Victoria Nuland, the U.S. ambassador to NATO, told reporters Tuesday that officials recognize there has been an increase in terror tactics, such as kidnappings and improvised explosive devices. However, she says these are the tactics of a desperate enemy, not one who is taking territory.
If you look at where we were a year ago, where we were fighting fiercely outside of Kandahar, and some were predicting that Kandahar could fall, and then as we headed into the winter and the Taliban was planning some grand spring offensive where it was going to take mass swaths of territory in the south and east of Afghanistan, we are in far better shape today, and it is the Taliban who are on the ropes.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai received renewed international support when he told the United Nations this week that terrorism is on the rise. He said Afghanistan is already pursuing peace talks with more moderate Taliban who have not joined terrorist networks such as Al-Qaeda. The United Nations Security Council voted earlier this month to extend the mandate of NATO-led forces in Afghanistan for another year. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Islamabad.